My friend Dave Dorrell from Georgia Renaissance Festival is back. How are ya?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. And so excited about this season. We're going to get into all the details. But my first question is, who is this friend over your shoulder?
That is the weather wizard. He is getting ready to start forecasting the weather for the festival.
Fantastic.
His name is Sirius Fairweather. and he is our weather wizard, and it's always sunny at the Renaissance Festival.
Yes, I heard you worked that out, where you have a bubble around the entire area in Fairburn, where it's just going to be perfect weather all throughout the spring.
Always. Yes, that's Sirius's job, and if he fails, the king will have some strong words for him.
He's really, really cute. I was like, I don't know, maybe I need that on my shelf over here. I think he's really cool.
He's our little puppet friend.
Yes, I love it. So Dave, you guys open this weekend, right?
April 13th,
this Saturday is the first opening day.
That's it. Yeah, this weekend, April 13th and 14th. And it's Renaissance Romance Weekend.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Well, that means that we're celebrating the romance of the Renaissance. Okay. And at 4:30 each day, we have our vow renewal ceremony. I have to be careful when I say that, because sometimes it sounds like something else. Vow renewal ceremony. Okay. And that way couples can come in and renew their vows. We do that at 4:30 both days at the Celebration Garden.
And everybody gets dressed up, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yes. So opening day, everybody is really raring to go to show off their new outfits and try out their new garb and take a lot of photos.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so fun to go. And I go every year with my family. Now, we aren't the cosplayers, so we don't really dress up. But you don't have to enjoy the Renaissance Festival.
No,
and you get to watch everyone else who has dressed up.
Right.
So it's like, come one, come all, right?
That's exactly right. Yes. You don't have to dress up. A lot of times it's fun just to sit somewhere on a bench and watch the parade of characters, which is great. And I'm always impressed with the amount of effort and time and money people put into their garb and their cosplays. And it's just fantastic. And we love to see that.
It's so creative. I'm always like, wow, how did they think of that? I wish I could think of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then what's really fun is people use their imagination, and sometimes they'll combine different cosplays together. They'll do a medieval themed Batman or something like that. And that's always great to see.
So fun. I can't wait to see what's going to be out there this season. So let's talk about some of the entertainment this year, because I know each and every season you're changing it up and making it special so that if we've come in the past, then it's something new. So give us some highlights. What can we expect this season?
Well, this season we brought in a group last year from Italy, Rota Temporis, and they are back again this year. Super high energy pipes and drums.
Cool.
And you know, they're young Italian guys, and for some reason people like that. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
and so they're back again, super high energy, like I said, and they do a great end of day sort of jam at the front gate. So people don't want to miss that if you're there at the end of the day.
Fun.
Also, we're bringing back two performers that had been at the festival some years ago, but it's been a while since they've been here. One is Zoltan the Adequate, and he does geek magic, and he says that, you know, he's not the best magician, but he is adequate.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
That's Zoltan.
And kids love him.
Oh, absolutely. When, you know, he pounds a nail into his head and has a little mini guillotine. It's a lot of fun. And then he's here for the first half of the season, and then the second half, we're bringing back a fellow who's been doing Renaissance festivals for over 40 years. His name is Tui, and he does a slack rope balancing act.
Oh.
And he has fire and all kinds of things during his show.
Oh,
so we're excited to have those two
there.
A lot of danger.
Yeah.
A lot of danger and some comedy.
Okay. So fun.
So those
any
two
other highlights of the shows? Obviously, the Joust is such a centerpiece. That's going to be right. back, of course, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And every year they switch it up a little bit. I know this year we've got two main nights that will be competing. And that's it's a great time. Every show, we do it 3 times a day. Every show is a little different. And of course, the show at the end of the day is sort of the big finale of the other two tournaments that have taken place. But that's a huge draw. Everyone loves the Joust, of course.
Of course. Huzzah.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you have your stein of beer so you can really huzzah.
That's right. That's right. Or a Coca-Cola product. Which
that's
I really
true.
Prefer.
Or a Coca-Cola right. product. Get a little caffeine going.
Or a mead.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of mead, you know, Monk's Mead is our mead provider. And they've created a brand new mead this year just for us. It's called Fairy Dew. And from what I understand, it's got a little sweeter taste nice. Than some of their other flavors. The can looks fantastic. So that's going to be a brand new offering just here at the Renaissance Festival. So we're excited about that.
Very
also, we have a couple new food vendors.
Yes.
One that was here last year, but brand new, Chateau Hiblay. They're coming back. And they do weekend specials, but their food, they do these really interesting sort of mashups with sandwiches and other dishes. And they do a special creme brulee, and you can have your creme brulee topped off. There's a dragon that has a little torch that puts the final touch on the creme brulee. So that's a fun thing. And we've also got fairy floss this year, which is essentially cotton candy. But because we're in the 16th century, it's fairy floss.
Of course, so yes.
They'll be here. And another new sweet vendor is chimney cakes. And these are from Europe. And they either could be sweet or savory. But it's like a pastry. And you get to see it prepared and cooked right before your eyes. It's rolled up and then filled with cinnamon and sugar and all kinds of yummy things. And they're getting very popular around the country at other Renaissance festivals. So we're very pleased to have them here with us this year as well. So
and that's cakes. Called chimney cakes?
Chimney cakes, because they're a long sort of stack.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That sounds like a must try.
Absolutely. Yeah. What I'm excited. I want to try one.
Yeah. What about some of the more savory dishes?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the king of the Renaissance Festival is the turkey legs.
Of course.
So obviously,
it would not be a Renaissance Festival if you didn't get a turkey leg.
Absolutely. So we'll have the turkey legs. We also have the king's weenie, which is our giant half-pound hot dog. And you can get that loaded with chili and cheese, all sort of messy things. Steak on a steak is another staple of the Renaissance Festival. Trying to think what other savory things we have. There are a lot of different choices.
Oh my
you know,
gosh.
We've got every food vendor. One of my favorites, though, is at Sir Munchalot, which is a food vendor here, and they have a fried green tomato BLT.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And, I try to get at least one of those every season. They're really good. But there's
well, that's what I love is trying to find all the different foods that you can try. I mean, you can really like eat your way through the day and just like stop and snack or have a full meal. But it's really, there's so many things all the way around the festival as you're enjoying other things. You can grab a snack as you go and keep walking around. Yeah.
Right. Well, another great thing is bourbon chicken, which is sort of a barbecue chicken over rice, which is really good. The other thing that the bourbon chicken booth has is Dole Whip.
You
can get that in a cup, but if you want to go all out, you can get a hollowed out pineapple filled with Dole Whip.
That's the way to go.
That's sort of the ultimate. Right there.
That's awesome. Right. And Dave, there's tons of shopping to do at the Renaissance Festival as well. That was something
Absolutely.
On my first visit. I was like, oh, I didn't know I was going to get to go boutique shopping.
Absolutely.
There's so many cool offerings. Talk about some of the shopping that people can do.
Right. We have over 160 different artisans scattered throughout the village. And it's everything from glass blowing to blacksmithing, fiber arts. We have weavers and spinners here on site. A lot of artists. There's copper sculptures. There are ceramics, potters, just a whole myriad of things.
Clothing. There are some really beautiful dresses and some stuff for women that you maybe want to, you know, shop for with your loved one, because there's some very beautiful things.
Absolutely. And there's jewelry.
Bustiers and things like that, where I was like, wow, go Excuse Renaissance me? Festival. Like some who's, bustiers.
Who's my right? what? yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh wow, go Renaissance Festival. This is cool.
There are a lot of clothing vendors out there. Boots, leather, hats, belts, all the accessories are here.
Yeah, so fun. And there's also toys and stuff for kids. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I actually got my nephews, we went a couple of years ago. I have identical twin nephews, and they were just born. And I got them some really cool boats, like to float in the bathtub, kind of like made out of wood. And they are so well made that they're still using them. And my nephews are 3.5. So like just really quality, cool toys, you know? I love that kind of stuff. So
I thought you were going to say, and now they're 23 and they still use it.
Not quite.
Yeah, right. There really is something for everyone. And that's really across the board. We've got games and rides for everyone, mostly geared towards kids. But some of the games that we have are more adult, you know, like archery and some of the things that take a little more skill. But there are a lot of things for the kids to do as well. And all of our rides are people powered because we are in the 16th century. So there was no electricity, of course. So they're all people powered.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the themed weekends, because I know some people like to plan their visit depending on what the theme's going to be. I know the pet weekend is very popular. So you can dress up your doggies or kitties or whatever else. You can put on a leash, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So like I said, opening weekend is Romance of the Renaissance. And then the next weekend, April 20th and 21st, is Pet Friendly Weekend. So you're welcome to bring your dog or cat on a leash. There is a registration form that we ask that you fill out online before you come. But yeah, we do a lot of fun things on Pet Weekend, actually. We always have a costume contest for people every day of the festival. But during Pet Friendly Weekend, we have the pet costume contest. And a lot of folks dress up their pets, and then sometimes they dress up in matching costumes, or they have a theme with their dog or cat, which is fun. The other thing that we do, and this was purely for my entertainment, I created a dog eating contest just because I wanted to tell people that we were eating dogs. So we do a hot dog eating contest in the afternoon for folks as well.
So fun. I know that'll be a busy one. And what else comes after Pet Weekend?
After Pet Weekend, the next weekend is April 27th to 28th, and that is Highland Weekend, which is our Scottish Celtic weekend.
Cool.
We have a lot of little contests and things centered around that. Wear your kilt. We have the John Moore McIntosh Pipe and Drum Band out parading through the festival grounds every day. And that brings a really cool energy to the site as well.
Oh, I bet. That's so cool. You know, a couple years ago, I did one of the Ancestry.com things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it came back. There's a lot of Scottish in our family history. And I had no idea.
Zero. Yeah.
So I would love to come and learn more on that weekend.
Yeah, it's really fun. As a matter of fact, I know that I have Scottish because my great-grandfather came over from Edinburgh.
Okay.
So I really like that weekend as well. Then May 4th and 5th is our Time Travelers weekend, which is cosplay weekend. And of course, we do it on May 4th and May 5th because May the 4th be with you.
Fourth be with you, right.
And then Revenge of the 5th.
Okay.
So that's our cosplay weekend. May 11th and 12th is Barbarian Weekend, which is Vikings.
Okay.
So again, we have contests and things centered around that. May 18th and 19th is Wizarding Weekend,
which is
for everyone who didn't get an owl from that famous school, come on out, wear your robes. We have a lot of fun contests.
Bring your magic wands, right? Can you bring your magic wands and do all that? How fun. Okay, so cool.
And then over Memorial Day weekend, we're taking a real chance because we've created a 3-day weekend of pirate invasion.
Oh, wow.
The pirates are going to be here for 3 days in a row. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a really strong pirate following here at the Renaissance Festival, some really big groups, and they come out and have just a great time.
Okay, so this is not additional hired staff members that are pirates that are coming in. These are actual pirates.
Right.
Pirate fans who really live it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple groups in Atlanta, and they do a lot of different events. For example, we always do the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and there's a group called the Nocturnal Pirates, and they had a big float and everything, so they do a lot of events around, and that's a big group. So they all like to come out on Pirate Weekend and have a good time. We love having them here. And then we get down to June 1st and 2nd, which is our last weekend, and it's called Flights of Fantasy. It's a little more of a fantastical creatures sort of theme with fairies and goblins and brownies and all sorts of little creatures like that. So that's
so lots of like little elf ears that weekend, that kind of a thing. Okay. That's absolutely so fun. You all are so creative. And I love these themed weekends because it's something new to look forward to. So if you come at the beginning of the season and you come back, you know, a couple weekends later, it's something totally new.
Right. Right. And we have this, you know, basically the same things every weekend. It's just that we overlay the theme to give us a little extra fun, you know, extra fun like that. I mean, if you're a pirate, you can come any weekend. You don't have to just come Pirate Weekend.
Sure.
Fairies are welcome anytime.
Absolutely. And let's talk tickets, Dave. So what are the best deals on tickets? Where can we go get them? Tell us about that.
If you go to our website, www.garenfest.com, right there on our homepage is a little banner at the top. You can click there to purchase your tickets online. Trying to think what other ticket things we're doing now. Oh, I know something.
Okay.
Also, we have an additional event, which is a ticketed event, the pub crawl. And the pub crawl has gotten so popular, we've doubled the number of pub crawls. So we're actually doing 4 pub crawls every day. And that's a ticket you can buy when you purchase your online ticket as well.
Okay. And you can check out all the themed weekends there and check out food and even some videos of some of the entertainment. It's really a beautifully built out website. I know that's a lot of work for you. So great job.
Thanks.
Well, happy Georgia Renaissance Festival season. I'm so excited for this year.
Yeah, we are back. Too. We are too.
For sure. I'm bringing my kiddos this year. So
great. Great.
I'm forward to it. All right, Dave, anything else I forgot?
I can't think of anything.
All right, y'all. Go visit garenfest.com and get your tickets, and we will see you there.
Great.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.